Sports.com.
Happy Hanukkah to those of you who celebrate Hanukkah. Christmas right around the corner and holiday sales a lot better than I heard they were on Cyber Monday when all the numbers were crunched between Thanksgiving week shopping and then also the computer stuff Cyber Monday. Much better than expected. In fact, in some cases, the best in 5 months. That's what the Consumer Confidence Index showed anyway. I was stunned by that. I thought people were really pinching their pennies and trying to do things on the cheap. Maybe it's that deal where, hey, you know, you just put the blinders on and say, I'm going to bite the bullet and buy a bunch of stuff because I just don't want to be frugal. I want to be happy. I need more stuff. Stuff isn't the answer, especially with so many of us living longer. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Once again, I was looking up some statistics today on this. I was curious because I saw a report talking about the fact that health care costs could hit $400,000. $400,000. Check this out, guys. Men who are 55 years old today will need about $111,000 to $354,000 to retire in 2020. And that's not to go hanging out somewhere and play some golf. That's just to cover your health care. Women that age will need $147,000 to $406,000 in savings because they live longer. Wow. You know who put these numbers together? The Employee Benefit Research Institute. Sounds official, doesn't it? Anyway, seriously, they've been mining all this data, and it's frightening stuff, isn't it? So how long do you want to live? How long do you plan on living? It is true. That is a very, very big number, and that is just covering health care. Wow. So like somebody said to me over the Thanksgiving Day weekend, I don't know if this applies to all of you, that people believe that they're going to somehow either hit the lottery, write a book of their lifetime that becomes a bestseller, even though they're not writers and they've never been very disciplined, or somehow they're just going to find gold when they go panning for it in the Amazon. I mean, seriously, people believe, and that's part of, I guess, the American dream, that people come here, they want it, they want to drink from it because there's a chance they could really hit it big or they could make a decent amount of money. But now a decent amount of money, what does that constitute? It's like that commercial, I think it's, what is it, IMG or something like that, where they walk around and they have a number. What's your number? My number is unattainable. Therefore, I hope I live a good life, but I don't live too long. That's what people are saying. How sad is that? Speaking of numbers and before retirement, the idea of a job, there is a lot of argument in the unemployment benefits category between Americans across this great nation. And we were talking about it on our last show. 99 weeks of unemployment benefits over and over again, extended. If you listen to me, that's four times. That's how many times the unemployment benefits went on and on and on. Normally, you'd be talking about maybe 6 months of unemployment that you would get. So there are those that say, you know what, there's people that are just sucking up the system. They're just like a Hoover. And they're taking the money in and they're not going to get another job because they're not going to take a job that pays them less money because they might as well just take the unemployment benefits. So they're going to just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And I said there's another side to this though. There's people who are good workers, do have good references, do have a good work history, whatever. And they're in the computer industry, for example, and where you work, they go out of business. They get gobbled up by a company that decides to outsource everything. They decide to move it off our shores. So now that person is out of work, and they're looking. And they can't find anything. They have a family. What are they supposed to do, live under a bridge? And, yes, I know that a lot of you will call up and say, well, it's time to man up, and you got to bootstrap it. I mean, for goodness sake, what do you want? People have liquidated. They have sold everything. I mean, there are people in that situation. That's the problem. That's the problem with throwing a blanket over it. I don't think that the benefits, somebody should have benefits for the entire length of time where that they were extended. That's crazy. I mean, that's too much. And then, of course, there would be the tendency. They get distraught. They might be pounding the pavement, but then they realize, I can't find anything. I'm in California. I have an associate's degree. They're looking for someone who's 10 and has a bachelor's. Or is cheaper. I don't know. I can see how that could unfold, though. So because of the push and pull over that, there were a lot of people upset. There's a big jobless rally in Ohio. First, I want to let you hear some of the chants, and then listen to what two women say about how important the unemployment benefits are. Melody Hart and Debbie Klein. Take a listen.
Jobs for people, not bucks for banks. Jobs for people, not bucks for banks. Pass it now. Pass it now.
I don't want to be unemployment. None of us do. What we want is to get a job. And that unemployment at least gives us food. We bailed out Wall Street. It is now time to bail out the United States citizens. It's time to bail out Main Street. It shouldn't be tied to anything.
All right, so hear what she said there. It shouldn't be tied to anything. We bailed out Wall Street, so why don't we get bailed out? What do you think of that philosophy? Why don't we get bailed out when we had to bail those fat cats out who had the money in the first place and then ended up getting the bonuses that we paid for? I don't know. I'm going to say that I'm on the fence. I hate to be on the fence. I hate to be wishy-washy, and I can't stand it when people are wishy-washy. But the problem is I don't think they should have been extended four times. And if somebody's had the benefits over and over and over and over and over again, at some point, you know, you got to cut it. It's like enabling. Absolutely. I agree with a lot of you that feel that way. But I think of the person that just recently found themselves in this situation. And why? Because the small business they were working for had to shrink. People are shrinking. Times are tough. Companies are doing more with less. I know somebody that just happened to in a very big company. It is a company, I'll say the company, it's Hewitt. And they merged with Aon. And when they merged, there were people across the country who lost jobs, a handful of people who did a good job, had good references, didn't have anything negative in their files, but it was easier to pony up and hook up a few other people to do those jobs. So that's what happens. You can share your point of view, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We can count coming up on the flip side.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, America, you want some good news? Since you're going to have to pay $400,000 for your health care when you retire at the age of 90, the Dow has soared 249 points on the day, so over 2%. That shows some economic muscle, at least for the day, in the United States, and that's 2.3% by my count. It closed up over 11,000. The S&P jumped up 25 points, and the NASDAQ, usually all follow suit, 51 points. So that's good news when you look at those baskets of stocks there. And the stocks opened higher because investors, it's all about the news, baby. They were cheering the upbeat economic reports. And what are the upbeat economic reports? Well, it was that there was a bigger gain in private sector jobs. And also, car sales were better. We had on a car salesman, Brandon Thomas, the other night to talk about the fact that the end of the year is when people, especially that some people have had their cars 10 years, if you look at the decades and where we are right now, 2010, they've saved the money to get a car. And with the deals that are out there and the interest rates more showing up. So auto sales were strong and there were some private jobs that were almost up to a million. So that's why it shot up the way it did. There's a sense the economy isn't doing as badly as it was 3 months ago, and that mixed things up. So we had the conversation about the double dip recession. Now we're getting some positive news, and that's how things go when it comes to Wall Street. It's ultimately all about marking points. and jobless rates and all that stuff plays into it, certainly. And when you get bad numbers from big companies or you have bad reports on the housing sector with foreclosures and whatnot, you're going to see things really dip off. How about this? General Motors, or Government Motors, fresh off of their IPO, which is a public offering, say they've got an 11% year-over-year increase in November in new car sales. So General Motors bouncing back. That's some pretty big news, too. Let's continue with some more of We Can Count. We move from the Dow and car sales and all that to the negative news you were waiting for. The Fed made $9 trillion in emergency overnight loans. Did you know that? That's the overnight loans to banks and Wall Street firms during the financial crippling of this country, the crisis. They were made through a program set up by the Fed in light of what happened with the Bear Stearns collapse back in 2008 to keep the nation's bond markets trading normally. So check this out. The amount of cash that was pumped out to the big financial behemoths wasn't disclosed. Now it is. The loans were backed up by collateral and all were paid back with a low interest rate to the Fed, an annual rate of 0.5% to 3.5%. Wow. So that number is, that's a pretty real number. The $700 billion Wall Street bailout turned out to be mere pocket change compared to the trillions and trillions of dollars in near zero interest loans and other questionable and unquestionable financial arrangements that the Federal Reserve doled out to all the major financial institutions. We would salivate for the deals that they got if we could afford them. The one that got the most assistance, Merrill Lynch, $2.1 trillion. You know how many loans? 226 loans. 226. Uh-huh. And then you and I can't squeeze a nickel out of the banks. Try to get a loan lately. See how car sales, not car sales, how house sales are tilted unlike the car sales. And why is that? Because people can't get loans. The people who want to get the loans can't qualify, even though on paper it certainly looks like they have very good credit. Very good credit. Spain made a big splash earlier in the day. And why did they make a big splash? Because they arrested seven suspected extremists. Yes, and yes, and yes, they did. The seven alleged Islamic extremists were dealing were picked up, because of the travel docs that they used. Six were from Pakistan, one from Nigeria, and three others were picked up in Thailand. They were pushing the op in Spain. Here we go again. This cell was dedicated to stealing travel papers, mostly passports, sending them to Thailand. They would falsify them, turn them over to groups with links to Al-Qaeda and others, but mostly an Al-Qaeda-linked group. So what happened was, have you ever heard of the Tamil Tigers? It's a rebel force in Sri Lanka. They had those documents. So since March of 2004, commuter train bombings in Madrid killed 190 and wounded 1,800. It was terrible. Remember that? Spanish police have been working with other international police counterparts and have kept a closer eye on the radicals living or transiting through the country, and there are a lot of them there. Mm. So it's about the forged documents. That's how they're knocking them down. Pretty good. Follow the, always say follow the money, so you're following the money with the forged docs, because they're using them to get in and out of the country is what they're doing, absolutely. Do you care about music? Do you care at all about the Grammys? When I was a kid, I can remember watching the Grammys. Who knows if I knew who half the singers were. Remember Eminem, the white rapping dude from Detroit? He got 10 Grammy nominations. That was the most of everyone. The 53rd Grammy Awards are going to be held soon, but they were announced today. They were announced on Wednesday, rather. And there were a bunch of people that got multiple nods, like Lady Gaga, which I don't get, guys. I mean, hey, she might dress up like a stripper, but I don't get the Lady Gaga phenomenon. I really, really don't. So Jay-Z got a couple of nods. John Legend grabbed some. And Eminem, though, was maybe the surprise among some of the people out there. Of course, he had a couple of hits, but he obviously had something backing that, too, because he had a lot of people that voted for him for those Grammys, so he got all those nominations. Wow. Crazy, huh? I always think it's interesting to see what the Song of the Year is, and there's usually about seven or maybe a little bit less, and I looked at the list for Song of the Year, and I know some of them, but not all of them. Ever hear of Love the Way You Lie or The House That Built Me? Or how about Beg, Steal, or Borrow? I see that the crickets are out. Suddenly it's very silent on this show. Nobody's heard of Eminem and nobody's heard of why he's being nominated. How much you want to bet? I don't know. Edna might know. She's a smart lady. Going to go back to a quick hit on something negative, but we talk about it constantly here. I mean, we beat this sucker into the ground. We do. Just beat it silly. You know the debt panel? It's like 18 people total on the debt panel. They're talking about the plan and what would happen if this pretty radical plan was instituted. Well, what would happen is in a decade, they swear $4 trillion deficits would be cut out over the next 10 years. So 10. And it's about choices. That's what the panel is saying. It's about choices, and you can decide on your own. Overall, spending cuts would account for about 74% of the deficit reductions. Tax measures, including a reduction in tax breaks, would account for 26%. Wow. Extreme slashing, slash and burn. So we knew that a lot of these things were out there, but now they're just flushing out the numbers a little bit more. The commission to make it a fit, the official recommendations to Congress, they need 14 of 18 to support them. 14 of 18. How do you get 14 guys to agree? Say it's pretty tough. It's a long night at the bar, let's put it that way. All right, coming up in a few here on America Tonight, we're going to take you through some of the headlines across the country. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do it. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. 800-259-5791.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Then we're going to take you outside our borders. Yeah, we're going in the opposite direction. Going to take you to the Middle East and see what Hillary Clinton's up to with Iran. And also, we're going to look at Admiral Mike Mullen and see what his take is on the China-U.S. relationship and where we're going, especially in light of what's happening with Korea. But here's some quick headlines. Here's the headline. Others will suffer, too, if benefits end for long-term unemployed, economists say. The deal is Congress has let the unemployment benefits expire this week for the long-term unemployed. So the ones that keep getting it over and over again. So unemployment benefits would, of course, help drive the economy. Why? Because they're spending the money that they get. So a cutoff of the benefits would mean, naturally, that things would be squeezed in our pretty fragile, I sound like my nephew, Fraggle Rock, fragile economy. So what does it mean? What it means is exactly what it says, is that it's of course, the people who have been on it for too long and or for a very long time, and they won't spend anything. So even if it's, you know, a couple of hamburgers here and there, whatever it is, they're going to end up spending some money. And because they have to buy food, you're going to the grocery store, for example. So without an extension of the unemployment aid, a number of impoverished Americans, this stat is sad, the people who don't have it to begin with, man, they would be talking about being stuck. The income from unemployment checks kept about 3 million plus people from falling into poverty in 2009. You know what that is? That means poverty. People who make less than $22,000 for a family of four. Republican lawmakers oppose the extension of the unemployment aid. We know that. We've talked about it. And some Democrats, too, because it would enlarge the government's $1.3 trillion budget deficit and some of the things that are being suggested. And actually the cost would be about $5 billion a month. So you'd have to offset that with cuts in some other place. And that's the problem, finding the other place. But what it does mean is a lot of people are going to be in some dire straits, and they won't be spending that money. So that was a big headline. All right, here's another headline that could alarm you a little bit. Southwest deal with Mexican airline takes off today. Ooh, how clever. The play on words, get it? Takes off plane deal. So did you know that? Yes. Southwest Airlines has a partnership with Mexican carrier Volaris. It's a low-fare airline. So that allows Southwest passengers to begin connecting to Volaris flights into Mexico. Good or bad? Well, I would say in some ways, if people are going to Mexico, that would have to be positive. If they've got enough bookings, they would know, and that's why they're doing that. But it is kind of startling to read the headline, I have to say. Hillary Clinton is all about, okay, now we got the pump is more than primed. Iran has got to talk, and we've got these talks scheduled for next week. Here's what we're hoping happens, Ms. Clinton.
This is an opportunity for Iran to come to the table and discuss the matters that are of concern to the international community, first and foremost, their nuclear program.
You betcha, first and foremost, and don't we know that from all those leaked memos? So will the talks yield anything, or will she walk away with a big, fat goose egg? I'm voting for goose egg. I'm not voting that happens, but telling you, I think it's going to happen. Admiral Mike Mullen, Joint Chiefs of Staff, talked about China and the fact that it's really not a zero-sum game.
It is important to emphasize that China's rise does not imply American decline. Quite the contrary.
All right, quite the contrary. We'll see. In the case of China, I've decided, you know, it's more about threats than anything else. The saber rattling that goes on in Asia is, almost bar none. It's crazy how much they saber rattle over there. Really. And not so much even China, but no question, it's happening with North Korea. Again and again. And again and again. It's like the boy who cried wolf, though. That's the problem with Iran. Ahmadinejad, again and again and again, just a crazy, crazy series of continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. All right, I saw a headline today that said these words, bombshell. European banks took a big slice of the federal aid. And yes, it's true. Foreign banks were among the biggest beneficiaries, actually, of the emergency credit provided by the Federal Reserve during the crisis. The revelation of the scale of overseas lenders borrowing underlines really the nature of the turmoil and the huge role of the Fed as the lender of the last resort for the world's banking sector. I'd say last resort is a good way to put it, because some of those careers have been stymied, particularly in light of the fact that so many people got burned. You say realtor, you say mortgage broker to the wrong people, and you're going to be eating those words. Trust me, you will regret having said them actually in the first place, because you'll be in the middle of probably a shout down. And the banks got a little bit of a handout. So blank checks for banks, but 2 million people getting cut off. They will not get those benefits. And then you got to break it down and look at the states that are really going to be slammed, that are really going to feel this decision. And you might be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't be surprised by some of them. But if I went down the list, I'm going to go down the list just so you know. Number 10 on my list was Indiana, their unemployment 9.9%. Yep. We go from Indiana to Ohio. And according to the outgoing governor, Ted Strickland, Ohio's unemployment rate has fallen for 7 consecutive months, and Ohio has the 5th largest growing economy over the past 12 months. Georgia makes the list, 9.9% unemployment. Florida makes the list, 11% unemployment. So it's tough sledding out there for a lot of people, and I don't see this one being reversed. I don't see the decision changing there. It doesn't make sense, is what I'm saying, in other words, at all. Okay, some other quick headlines for you. He always has good headlines online. They have good headlines. Is Huffington Post and Drudge. You read a headline. Man comes up with solution, suddenly gets sucked off the ledge. And you're like, solution? Sucked off the ledge? What are you talking about? I mean, the people who write the headlines for those two websites should be writers, I think, in Hollywood, setting up some of these weekly television series, helping with some of the scripts there, because the headlines, bar none, in internet-wise, pretty darn good. Pretty good, unless you go to FARC or one of those places, but you know what you're getting when you go there. I'm talking for the serious news. Like, check out this headline. Kathleen Parker threatening to quit Parker Spitz report. My God, they just got together, didn't they? Is it that hard to work with Elliot Spitzer with Client 9? And that's what it is. She's saying she's tired of Spitzer, and so tired she just doesn't even want to hang out there anymore. She thinks he's taken over the show while she's demoted to the second fiddle. She's so fed up, she's threatening to walk. She actually walked off the set, I guess, during a taping of the show. And staffers say that's what he does. He thrusts himself in front and center, and that's how he is. That's how he was. That's how he was when he was governor, right? He's aggressive. How does this guy go from the disgraced governor to making the rounds on the talk shows, then to getting who knows whatever he gets from CNN? He ends up with his own show. They have people killing themselves to get shows, and he ends up with a show. I mean, granted, he knows the political landscape, but and went after the bad guys when he was the prosecutor. But he was Client 9. He was Client 9, and now he's bugging his co-host because he's a mic hog or a TV hog. Oh, crazy. Coming up next, we have a dungeon moment for you. And coming up in a couple of weeks before we say goodbye to 2010. Woo, that went by fast. We're going to talk about the top 10 stories of the year, the top 10 most notorious peoples, and a slew of other things. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song.
Imagine if you can, a former police officer deciding to have a sex change operation. We live in America, of course. There's plenty of people who are transgenders. Well, Lana Lawless, you like that name, filed a federal lawsuit in San Francisco back in October claiming the female at birth requirement for the LPGA was a ripoff. It violated California's civil rights law. Lawless is 57 years old, wanted to prevent the LPGA from conducting tournaments in the state until it changed its policy and was looking for some money. Lawless also sued three tour sponsors and the Long Drivers of America, which followed the LPGA policy. She won the annual Women's Long Drive Golf Championship in 2008 with a 254-yard drive, but was barred from competing this year after organizers adopted the gender rules. Her attorney says it's a major civil rights victory, and we're pleased that the LPGA has voted to end this archaic and outdated policy. All right, think about a transgender player in the LPGA. And think of the LPGA players that have voted. They voted to allow the transgender players to compete on tour. So what do you think we're going to start to see at some of these LPGA tour stops? And fair or not, in the snotty world of golf, you know, they're not looking for transgenders to push their products, more importantly, to be at the tournaments. So, what's going to happen is they're going to have to qualify, though. That's the question. But is this an unfair advantage? I think Lawless would have an advantage, definitely. So without further ado, I think we're going to have to throw the LPGA in the virtual dungeon. Donovan, open the chamber.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so here's the scoop on that. Again, do I care about the transgender thing? And the answer is no. But how unfair would the advantage be? Come on, and the LPGA. Now, how often is this rule going to How often is it going to happen? I don't know. I'm thinking not that often. I mean, there were certainly lawsuits out there. There was like 3 lawsuits in all. And the players didn't care. They said they were fine. They won't be so fine if you really get some great golfers out there who happen to be transgenders. Nah, what are the odds of that? I would say they're pretty slim to none, but I don't know. I don't live in that world, and you don't get a lot of information out of that world, by the way. So I'm thinking it has the potential, I'm saying, to be a little bit of a nightmare for that tournament. You know, and they might not say it, but what do they want? They want the really pretty, thin, blondes, or really attractive women to win the tournaments, because then that increases the coverage. It's just the way life is. And they sell more tickets. So they're always hoping, like, Christy Kerr will be there in the finals. And I think it could make an interesting, argument for the whole sex thing when it comes to driving a golf ball too. Ooh. It'll be tough. And this woman is 57. So not for nothing in this case, not a big deal, but it's the cases after it. All right, this is a big story and worth bringing up here. If you could be a fly on the wall, wouldn't you love to find out how they vet through all these applications? Delta Airlines, they're looking for 100 new flight attendants. You know how many applied? 100,000. Is that a crazy number? 100,000 applied for them. Wow. And they say part of the reason, behind the high turnout probably is the high unemployment rate. But the airline says that a lot of people just want to fly because they want the benefits. And you know what the benefits are. The benefits are that you get to get those tickets and fly to wherever, London, Australia, pick a place, any place, and you're gonna get a deep discount or free. Usually it's free. And even the family, it might be free. I don't know why I said discount. I think you can also get discount for family members that aren't immediate family members, but your immediate family members get that. So you might have to pay for some things along the way, but you would save the whole flight. You could cut the flight out. I see those reasons. So what do you think the criteria is when they walk in the door? Okay, we have for every one job, we have 25 applicants plus. How do we narrow this down? I mean, that's a good question. How do they narrow it down? It's like trying out for cheerleading. I saw a little clip on it, and they were all rah-rah about Delta Airlines. That's probably what they're going to, I'm assuming, they're going to look for that in some of the other people who come through the door. Look, they're going to look for uber positive people. and to try to weed out some of the others. And then some would probably fall to the wayside because they wouldn't have the right qualifications. I mean, that's, I'm just thinking out loud, but probably that would, that there would be a good chance that that would happen. Did you realize that hurricane season is over? When I was at the beach, they had hurricane shutters, which I'm told from Mississippi, being in the Gulf Coast, when we were down there broadcasting, that hurricane shutters don't do really much of anything. But the good news is that a busy Atlantic hurricane season actually ended on Tuesday, and we haven't had any major storms for a fifth straight year. Woohoo! No gigantic storms. That is huge news. Huge. The last major hurricanes of Category 3 or stronger. Do you remember what they were that slammed into the U.S.? Do you remember what the one was, the last big one? Doo-doo-doo. If you were thinking Wilma, buy yourself a drink on the weekend. Yeah, Wilma was the last one. How about that? And there have been other hurricanes around the U.S., but I'm talking about hurricanes that slam into Florida, that slam into Louisiana, and we haven't had that. Thank goodness we have not had that, huh? And finally, I'm going to leave you on this note. You know, the Butcher has a lot of fans in the U.S., and I don't get it. I don't get the Chavez thing whatsoever, but flooding and landslides and torrential rains have killed about 30 people and forced a huge number of people, thousands, like 5,000 plus, from their houses. The death toll rose Tuesday as they reported, I like that word, reported 17 deaths in Caracas and some of the nearby states. And I'll tell you, there's things that happen in Venezuela. I know one person in particular that left there that people don't realize goes on. For some reason, it's either underreported or it's tight as a drum, or I'm not sure. But I don't get the support for Chavez. It doesn't make any sense to me if you really knew what he does to some of his own people. Send me your thoughts on that note. And remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's why you can get back up on the horse, ride that carousel around and around and around again, and still reach for the brass ring.